Now, Anthony, you've come in to chat about readiness, it's called. And I guess for our listeners who might not know your backstory, what has sparked your interest in this particular area?
Well, obviously last year, going through a really difficult time as the head coach of the Brisbane Broncos, obviously our performances weren't great at the time. So, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, criticism of myself as a coach, which you expect in the media. You know, it's a performance industry. And but, you know, what sort of blew me away was, yeah, the trolling and harassment and defamation on social media. As you know, Aaron, it was a really challenging time for me. I can't lie about that. It was debilitating in a lot of ways. So, yeah, that sparked my interest in mental health and well-being in particular. So, along with being a coach and a teacher and a university lecturer in the past, you watch out for signs. The players you coach, the students that you know that I've taught. So it's something that's always been at the forefront of my mind, but particularly so last year.
Yeah. Can I just say there's something about coaches at the moment, they're copping it so hard, whether it's NRL or AFL, and a lot of them are struggling. And these are people like you, Anthony, who are strong. You're a leader. You wouldn't get to be the coach of an NRL side unless you were a strong character. And for this online trolling to affect people like you, it's just, imagine what it does to, like, children
and teenagers.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, certainly. I think that's one of the reasons why why I wanted to sort of stand up and say, look, enough's enough. And I know, I've said this to Aaron, so I'm not embarrassing her here, but I took so much inspiration. We were both featured on 60 Minutes and I wouldn't have spoken out because I literally wanted to hide behind the curtains. I was embarrassed about the performance last year with the Broncos. I was, as I said, I was really shocked and taken back by the social media trolling. Mm. So really, I just wanted to go away and hide. So, I can't imagine what a high school student or somebody in the workplace who doesn't have the support systems and the networks that, people like myself have.
See, I know I wanted this to be a huge love-in, but I was exactly the same as you, and I've been subjected to this for years and years and being, you know, the first woman to do a few different things on the footy show and that kind of thing, and I'd always been a bit of a target, but I was embarrassed by it as well, and I was almost ashamed about it, and when reporters would ask me about it, I didn't want to talk about it, and I feel like the only people that were talking about it really, you might have some reality stars or people, you know, who had put themselves in a position, and it's never okay for anyone, but I think until you had people who were, you know, people thought were strong and were affected, we really didn't have anything to use as kind of leverage. Whereas when you came along and you were strong and you spoke out and you said, this is actually affecting me, it was so powerful that we now have, you know, legislation that's been introduced off the back of a big campaign, which is just incredible.
Yeah, which is something, I suppose it sounds bizarre, but, you know, I'm really proud that there is legislation change. It's not because of my situation or because of myself speaking out. It's a number of people. And I think what Paul Fletcher, the Minister for Communications, and also Julie Inman Grant, you know, the Security Commission, and what they've done and the process that they're going through are going to help a lot of Australians going forward.
Can I say, to think that people like Aaron and Anthony are, you know, not ashamed to say that they're struggling, I mean, that has got to be an inspiration for so many people on so many levels to say it's okay to say that what's happening is affecting you. So-